With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As cleanup and rescue efforts continue in the wake of Hurricane Helene's devastation, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is claiming the Federal Emergency Management Agency is running out of funds and can't fully cope with the job. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Mayorkas is flat out wrong.
Before Congress left Washington last Wednesday, a week ago, we provided over $20 billion additional dollars to FEMA to ensure that they had the necessary resources to respond to the storm that was imminent at that time. They do have the funding, and the White House and its team, Biden, Harris, and Secretary Mayorkas at DHS, have failed in the immediate response.
Speaker Johnson's full interview being broadcast this week on The Hill on the Salem News Channel. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on President Trump's rally today at the site of a July assassination attempt.
The Republican presidential nominee has a rally today in Butler, Pennsylvania, where
if I didn't make the turn, I would have been hit the other way. That's no good.
Former President Donald Trump using humor Friday in Fayetteville, North Carolina, as he recalled turning his head at just the right moment to avoid serious injury from a bullet fired at the grounds of the Butler Farm Show in Pennsylvania in July.
Maybe it wasn't so much luck. Maybe it is something else.
Arizona GOP Senate candidate Carrie Lake says her Democrat opponent, Congressman Ruben Gallego, is one of the most liberal members on Capitol Hill.
Every crazy idea you can imagine he's voted for. He's voted with Biden and Harris 100% of the time. I don't know that there's another person in Congress who's that radical.
Carrie Lake says the race is neck and neck and believes she can flip that seat for Republicans in November as they seek to regain majority control in the upper chamber of Congress. This is SRN News. John Kerry says he sees the First Amendment as a problem.
The former Secretary of State told the World Economic Forum that when it comes to fighting what he calls disinformation, quote, our First Amendment stands as a major block. Kerry is adding his voice to a growing chorus of liberals who seem to be casting doubt on the value of the amendment, which guarantees Americans religious freedom and freedom of speech, amongst other things. This development seems especially strange given liberals' historic tendency to use the First Amendment to defend a wide range of unorthodox speech and behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Christian churches in California and prominent figures like activist Charlie Kirk are urging congregations to get involved in ballot gathering or harvesting. That's the practice of collecting ballots and dropping them off at county offices, which is legal in 35 states now, including California. Proponents believe this will be an important tool for conservative Christians. This is SRN News. South Carolina has set a date, November 1st, for its next execution.
The state ramping up use of the death penalty after a 13-year pause. Richard Moore was sentenced to death in the September 1999 killing of convenience store clerk James Mahoney. The 59-year-old Moore will likely have a choice to die by lethal injection, electrocution, or firing squad. South Carolina restarted its death chamber last month after a long pause caused by the expiration of its lethal injection drugs. A shield law and a change in the drugs used has given the state a new supply. John Scott reporting.
Scientists keeping an eye on the night sky this weekend as solar storms may cause some faint auroras across fringes of the northern part of the country. Forecasters also monitoring for possible disruptions in power and communications. The sun's magnetic field said to be at the peak of its 11-year cycle. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.